Hey, wonderfuls, welcome to episode 354 of the podcast with my wonderful guest, Amanda Brooke Perrin. I am delighted to have met her. We had such a great time. As you will hear, I've created more work for myself by getting really excited about the idea of a podcast that we talked about. So please enjoy this episode. Boy, we are staring right into the face of the new year, aren't we? Happy New Year to all of you wonderfuls. I am very grateful for you, as I said in my last introduction, and I am hoping to see some of you at a Sketchfest show or other. It is around the corner. The dates are January 9th through 26th. Tons of great Maximum Fun shows there. Other stuff with Maximum Fun adjacent friends and pals and talent and wonderfulness. So hopefully you will get a chance to come up to San Francisco and get some comedy on. We're going to pretend like I didn't say that. Visit sfsketchfest.com for a full schedule. Okay, everybody, Happy New Year. Jump in, and by jump in, I mean let's relax to a full horizontal. I don't know. I have no shame.
This is a Do you want me to do a meditation for you?
Should you?
Absolutely.
How long will that take of the podcast?
5 seconds.
Okay, great.
I actually do feel more relaxed after doing that. That is a very bizarre thing.
It was borderline the sound my husky makes when she wants to go for a walk.
I only hang out with
huskies. And I mean
that
with all due respect, because she's very smart. There is a sort of like, oh. Like she doesn't bark. She sort of groans.
She's half whale.
Yeah. It genuinely does kind of sound like that. Which, by the way, there's a dog that's, I think, quite old, but he's still, he's big. And he lives behind a high wall down the street. It's actually down a couple of streets. But he's gotten to the, he's very protective of his territory. I've heard him and seen him before. No big deal. Like, yes, it's a dog that's barking at you while he peeks up from the top of a tall wall.
Like he's Wilson from Home Improvement.
Yes, he is Wilson from Home Improvement. If Wilson were part polar bear.
Great. Which is how I picture him anyway.
Exactly. Okay, so you get it. Yeah. But the other day I was walking past and he wasn't there. And somehow because of the acoustics, when the sound came, it sounded like I could feel the breath on my neck at the same time. And this was the sound. Like it was a old, like 1950s ghoul. And I jumped so hard. It was like, but what it was him lurching up to get to the wall to then be able to bark. So he was like, within moments I was laughing really hard, but I was scared. I was like, the mummy is after me.
Well,
this is
everyone
insane.
Knows that the scariest ghouls are from the 1950s. Anything past that, less scary.
Oh, they make the funnest sounds.
They are truly the spookiest of all the ghouls.
Do you like scary movies?
You know, I'm getting warmer to them. But I
that
don't.
That makes it sound like you're playing a game with someone where you're like, when I'm at the video store, they say warmer, very hot.
Put my hand out. You're burning. You're on
Dracula
fire.
Dracula versus Frankenstein.
Yeah. Exactly. I think I can't have a lot of time to think about how I'm also Canadian. So I'm going to say a boot probably 800
Which
times.
Which is a guarantee it will start happening to me and then I'll be that complete asshole.
Oh, wonderful.
People think I'm Canadian all the time. And
really?
That's when I'm talking to people who aren't Canadian. So I don't know what to tell you.
Where
I'm
are you from?
Arizona.
Oh, Arizona.
It's
yeah,
so
you're
weird.
Basically Canada.
Right.
It's like a part of Canada.
Yeah.
But I can't have too much time to think about a scary movie. Otherwise, I psych myself out.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah.
Pre-seeing it.
Yeah.
You know? Okay. Yeah.
I was invited to see us like an hour before the movie started. And I said yes.
Okay.
Because I'm trying to say that more in my life, Shonda Rhimes style.
Was she the original say yes more times in your life?
You know,
person?
It just happened. It just started. Before that, everyone said no forever
that
to
was
everything.
It. Talk about a game changer. Goodness gracious.
My life has changed.
Yeah. And that's sort of to do with like managing fear and anxiety.
I think so. Yeah. I mean, I am like a newly sober person. So
oh,
I think, thank you. Like 8 months and I'm finding myself more curious to try different things. I'm like, what do I do now? What do people do with their hands? Sure. No clue. Wait,
what were the things you were like, you took meth macrame.
I was a meth head and just full. I was always
classic
juggling.
Classic juggling.
Yeah, just so many, just constantly had to be twiddling something.
Yeah. But were you drinking or do you mind if I ask?
No. No, I think I just always assumed if I were going to hang out with adults in the evening time, there would be alcohol. And yeah. So, you know, like one or two drinks always calmed my nerves, but I'm like, I should find another way to cope with being a nervous Nelly. So, yeah. So yeah, it's just been this really interesting time in my life where I'm like, you're allowed to be nervous about things. But also maybe do more things to fight off that nervousness.
Sure, sure.
And it's been working.
Great.
Yeah.
Is that something that you kind of came up with on your own? What you're describing, and again, I don't mean to pry, but I clearly am prying, so I guess I do mean to
please
pry.
Please pry away.
You know how Americans are. What if I just did that the entire podcast? Like, really made it about Canada and America.
No, I'm very used to that. Okay, and I make it about Canada a lot.
Listen, the problem is that I feel I have as many Canadian friends as American friends at this point in my life. So not to say, and listen, now I've added one more. So you're your own worst enemy because now you've made yourself even more common in my life.
Oh my God. I cannot wait to have slumber parties here. Oh, it's going to be amazing.
I guess what I'm prying about is that people find sobriety in different ways and people are at various levels of wherever their addiction is or just the decision, even if it doesn't feel like addiction, but rather a bad habit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like for you, was there a sort of rock bottom moment or really was it like, I'm not comfortable with how much I need to be slightly lubricated?
Yeah,
socially.
All of my drinking really started with social anxiety and being able to calm myself and have normal conversations.
Which is common for so many people.
So many people. And it came to the point where it was like, it had to happen.
Yeah.
Otherwise I would just stay home. Cause I don't know. Mm. I'm just a nervous person by nature, I think.
Yeah.
But, ever since I've quit, you know, it's been a very bizarre 8 months. I'm still getting used to it and learning, but I also have found that I wasn't really listening to people. I was just filling the silence because I was nervous.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
And there's so many people that have the same problem. And so I've met a group of really great sober people that have been able to help with all that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How long have you been in the States?
3 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
And always LA or?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And where'd you come from?
Most recently Toronto, but I grew up in Calgary.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
God, it is so impossible. This American life really tied itself so hard to Calgary with its wonderful episode. I don't know if you're familiar with it about, one of their contributors is from, Calgary. I'm pretty sure it was Calgary is sort of the opening introduction to this song that it turned out like in the 70s or 80s or something was a song that people thought was specific to their city. And then lo and behold, it turns out that this was like a generic insert name here song that works for a bunch of different songs. So it's like they just sub in lyrics that sort of identify the city. So anyway, you should listen to it. It's very funny. But so that in that particular case, I think the very first one was Hello Calgary. With the snow and the but then like as this reporter goes through like kind of goes down the rabbit hole, he realizes that there's like Hello Phoenix with your cactus and your
it sounds like a news morning show.
Yes, that's exactly what the music sounds like.
That's amazing.
And yet it was just used as a morale booster for different cities.
Good for us. All of us really needed that. We were like, because there's nothing more exciting than hearing your hometown in a song.
That's right. People lose their minds.
It's insane.
Yeah. I get excited about it too. Like Tucson is not an oft mentioned.
Oh yeah.
You know, city in a song. Can you think of any other songs that have Calgary in it? Surely you can.
Yes, there's a Death Cab for Cutie song that has Calgary in it.
Uh-huh, and, which one? No pressure. You know what? Can't get you a drink? I'm just kidding. This is. Is that your sense of humor also?
Yeah.
Great. You'll be able to remember it if I just give you something to drink.
I think it's a sad one, though.
Yeah.
Well, probably. All of them are kind of. The Death Cab for Cutie had some real laugh riots. Yeah. Just some real downers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Death Cab for Cutie. I don't know any other songs off the top of my. But Toronto, could be like there's a
Neil
so
Young
many.
Would throw a bone towards Calgary or something.
Who there's is this?
Good, like Neil Young.
Oh, yeah.
Like maybe there's might be a Calgary reference.
You would think. And then Toronto's in every Drake song ever written. Uh-huh. And Shawn Mendes. And yeah, we love to shout out. What does he call it? Oh, God, the six.
The six.
The six.
What was your experience as a teenager like in Calgary in terms of like, did you go to a private school? Did you go to a public school?
Oh, man. I went to a Catholic school growing up, public, just... when I had to find a picture,
you sent some gems.
I really uncovered, I think I called it a cauldron of nightmares just waiting for me. I was very painfully shy until the seventh grade. And then I found improv and it was like, you couldn't shut me up. Except for in front of boys. I'm still very terrified. Whenever I look a man in the eye, a part of me dies.
I really hope that part rebirths itself before the next time you look a man in the eye. Because otherwise man. You are the mummy that I was afraid of meeting when it turned out to be a dog.
Well, absolutely. I have a date tonight. So hopefully, you know. The full soul dies and then I become a different person.
Oh, as the prophecy foretold.
Yeah. We have to get back to that prophecy at some point. That's just right. To see how things go.
That's right.
I think I made jokes to survive and that's continued throughout adulthood as well. So, always class clown. Trying to be the funny one. Very tight curly bangs if you saw the pictures.
I did
tight just because I used rollers.
That's what I was gonna ask. Yeah. I was gonna say like is what was that any kind of a natural state for you, but I guess not
curly. I had very curly hair already and then my friends used rollers on their bangs and I was like, well, I need to do that too. I did not need to do that. Because it just became a tube. Yeah. And I remember my friends would stick their fingers through it.
Oh, no. That is a real incentive for friendships.
Yeah, it truly. Yeah, you got to feel this tube, man.
they're like, it's like a Chinese finger trap. You put it in and then the hair won't let you out. You're sort of trying to figure out the puzzle of getting it out. Be gentle.
Oh, man. If only that let me out of my own cage that I was in as a teenager.
Right? The key was in your bangs the whole time.
It was there.
It's like Harry Potter's scar. Not really, but
but like kind of similar. Yeah.
I can't believe you knew how to use rollers that young. I still don't know how to use rollers.
Well,
I
didn't, if as you'll see is evident in the pictures.
Yeah, but you at least got the tube.
I did get the tube. But aside from that, I had really curly frizzy hair, and so yeah, tube in the front. So like business in the front. And then just a mane of untamed hair. And my mom used to, I'd be like, do you want me to straighten your hair? And she would take an actual iron iron it out on an ironing board.
Okay. That feels very like Anne of Green Gables somehow.
Yeah.
Like, and then she went to the general store and bought me 3 bolts of fabric to make my winter formal dress.
And that lasted me 5 years.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I was nervous, constantly embarrassed. I also didn't understand how makeup worked. So whenever I would get very embarrassed, my whole face would turn into a complete tomato. And Yeah, just such an uncomfortable kid.
But in terms of improv, first of all, I'll say the thing that I have to get out of the way, which is that I'm consistently impressed with how early improv is accessible and introduced to young people in some of the more kind of, well, not even necessarily like cosmopolitan, but just like in Canada in general. Yeah. I'm very envious of that. And but also, like, did you... Because one of the fun things, right, that people use to pitch people improv is like, take an improv class. Even if you're not interested in acting, it's going to turn you into such a different, more comfortable person in the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Did that kind of carry over for you, aside from the dying a little bit when you look in a man's
eye? Yeah, because I think I was more eager to make jokes. That didn't always pan out. So there were times where it fell flat, obviously. But I think once I got my first laugh, it was kind of like, oh, I can use this as a defense mechanism.
Yeah.
As opposed to not saying anything at all, like I had the previous however right. many years of my life.
Oh my God. For you, high school is grade... Is it like grade...
High school is 10 to 12.
It's 10 to 12, okay.
In Alberta.
Gotcha.
I think it's 9 to 12 in other provinces, but yeah, it was 10 to 12 for me.
And was it... did you go to a co-ed school? Was it a public school?
Yeah.
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 How was it a big school?
Sorry. Co-ed. I was like, did I talk to one boy?
for me, no. Not
for
co-ed.
For me, not really, I would say. And I did wear a uniform. It was jelly bracelets and a Spider-Man t-shirt.
And to prove of it, I say, looking at my recycled flip-flops, easy to travel in bracelets.
Yes. What was the question I started
off? I think I asked how big the school was, like, oh. If it was sort of like you're in the sea of kids, or if it's like smaller classes where everybody knows each other.
It was a sea of kids, I would say.
Were you a good student other than...
No.
Don't chide me for...
On top of all that ass, I transferred schools twice during high school. One to a learn at your own pace high school, which did not work out because I just spent all my time in the drama room.
God, wouldn't you?
Man. Yeah. What?
As a no-brainer.
My friends were like, we're going to go to science. I'm like, why though? Why would you go? Oh, we need to graduate. Oh, right. Yeah, yeah. So I ended up going back to the structured high school.
Yeah.
In my last year of high school. Otherwise, I wouldn't have graduated.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Were you the kind of student that teachers were like, I know if she just applied herself, she's clever and she's...
Yeah, but a lot of them didn't know my name, so...
Tricky.
tricky. Yeah. I remember like an elementary school teacher called me Delilah after I had been in his class all year. Delilah.
Much more common a name than Amanda. Much more common.
Imagine my life as Delilah, though. Oh my God.
I mean, listen.
How would it have been different?
Everyone would sing you a Tom Jones. Everyone who knew a Tom Jones song would sing the Tom Jones. I'm not sure why I know that. Yes, I am. I had a boyfriend in college who was very into Tom Jones.
Oh.
Yeah.
Where is he now?
He's here.
He's married to Delilah.
He's married to Delilah. Weirdly, they live in Tom Jones' guest house, so everything came
amazing.
Full circle. Yeah,
good for him.
Just as you'd want it to be.
He changed his name legally to John Bones.
That's right, John Bones. That's exactly right. You know him. This is crazy. Yeah. What a small world.
So nuts.
What an incredibly small world.
So crazy.
So that sounds like you did not do a ton of dating in high school.
I would describe my dating life as a desert, and okay. I had been there for several years, and that is where I stayed. I didn't get my first boyfriend until I was 18, working at a grocery store, and I dated a 28-year-old.
Yeah, you went right for the sweet spot of the almost 30 guy.
I was like, where do I see myself? I see myself going to Walmart on Fridays to get bed sheets, which is a real date we went on.
Hey!
It was a real good time. No, I didn't. I had so many crushes. A friend of mine paid my crush to dance with me at the school dance.
Wow.
And I thanked her.
Oh my.
Oh no.
I guess you know how much the dance cost.
Great news. $1.
I mean, it sounds to me like somebody didn't need to have their arm twisted to dance with you, from my perspective. It sounds like that's almost as if he was doing it for free.
Yeah, I mean, I was such a hot commodity at the time, as we've learned, and he just wanted a piece of the desert, and the desert came to him.
Listen, if you put that in a song and add Tucson, I will scream with pleasure every time I hear that song.
Wanted a piece of the desert, Tucson. The desert came to him. Tucson. Just keep saying Tucson.
It'll work. It absolutely works.
I mean, I think a lot of things rhyme with Tucson. Why not throw that into a song?
Yeah, I guess that's true. Come on, everybody, the soup's on. We're going to eat in Tucson. Eating, I eat, and I'm from Tucson. This is about me. Oh, Boise. Okay, we're going to take a break. I will be back after a word from our wonderful buddies at Maximum Fun.
Dead Pilot Society brings you exclusive readings of comedy pilots that were never made, featuring actors like Patton Oswalt.
So the vampire from the future sleeps in the dude's studio during the day, and they hunt monsters at night. It's Blade meets the Odd Couple.
Adam Scott and Jane Levy.
Come on, Corey. She's too serious, too businessy. She doesn't know the hokey pokey.
Well, she'll learn what it's all about.
Busy Phillips and Dave Koechner.
Baby, this is family.
My Uncle Tell, who showed his wiener to Cinderella at Disneyland, is family. Do you want him staying with us?
He did stay with us for 3 months.
And he was a delight.
A new pilot every month, only on Dead Pilot Society for Maximum Fun.
Did you, so and your experience dancing with that crush, I guess it's not like, and the end of that story is, even though we weren't boyfriend and girlfriend, we smooched that night.
No, I never smooched him. I had such a crush on him. We fake dated for like a week.
And when you say fake dated, what does that mean?
I think he asked me out and then we never talked during the week. And then,
yeah.
And then he turned out to be so mean to, I remember this so clearly. He called me and asked me out again. And I said, no, I think we've already been down that road. And then someone started laughing who I didn't know was the phone.
Oh, no, no, no.
But you know what? I had my I actually won in that situation because his friend heard me reject him.
That's true. So the friend was actually laughing at him.
I think so.
Yeah.
That's what I choose to believe. And
but I also it's hard to know what the motivation is on that, because I feel like I had three-way phone calls with friends where the object of it certainly wasn't to humiliate the other person. It really was like, it felt so important that your girlfriend be on the phone with you so that you could then dish afterwards and talk about what every fucking nuance of
everything.
Yeah, just read way too much into each thing.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, I guess I don't know if straight boys are really cut of the same cloth.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know their motivation.
And it was a guy.
It was a guy.
Ooh, how sucky if it had been a girl who started laughing.
That would be my worst nightmare. No, kids were so mean at that age.
Yeah. Did you pull any like little pranky things with at all, or was that, you know, because that could, the doing improv and sort of wanting to be the class clown could sort of dip a toe into like a crank call here or there, or breaking into a bank and demanding money.
Oh, I think we did prank calls, but you know, we were horny teenagers, so we just wanted to did you ever go on chat?
Mm-mm.
Okay, OnChat was a chat room in which you chose an avatar.
Okay.
This is so embarrassing.
Are you looking at your hand because you're holding your thumb and your index finger as if you're holding like a string, like a long bean?
My character, I'd try to pick the sexiest cartoon character and be like, I'm going to meet my soulmate today.
Oh, sure, sure. What was your like ideal sexy avatar?
Oh, man. Well, you know, she would have probably red hair because I was like, I'm being real right now. This is me being honest.
Yeah.
Red hair, boobs.
Sure.
Because I did not have those. And then, you know, just like a character who maybe is like in a wink position. just a character who looks like she's had a lot of sex as a cartoon character.
Sure. What were you, and so were the choices, like, was there a diverse group of choices where you could have been like the cute girl in glasses
Absolutely.
With like a flat chest and a whatever?
Yep. You could be a literal happy face if you wanted to.
Yeah.
And it's so
you
creepy
went Grand
thinking
Theft Auto.
Of, Yeah. I was like, no, I think I'm going to be the sex worker.
This is what online was invented for.
That's what exactly. And for sure, we were talking to other teenagers who were trying to meet a 24F.
Yeah. Hopefully.
From
hopefully,
Tucson.
Yeah. But then also the like scariest version of that is like, no, you were the only teenager.
Yes.
And everyone else was a 50-year-old male.
I have
who...
thought of that often. Yeah. Very scary.
But nothing ever resulted in like, do you want to meet? Let's meet.
It would be like, let's meet up. And then we would log off and giggle. Uh-huh. So it ended with us being like, oh my God, I can't believe we did that. We had internet sex by just being like, and now we kiss. He touches my shoulder. Like, oh my God, I can't believe we lost our internet virginity.
When you were doing that, would you have that like thrill of like sort of endorphins, like
oh
as if
God.
It were the most daring, crazy? It doesn't take much when you're a teenager to flip that switch.
Not at all.
And be like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
We were insane.
Like, yeah.
We would drink Red Bull.
Oh boy.
That only happened one night, but I love telling that tale. That's the end of the story, actually. It's just like, we drank Red Bull and it was crazy.
did you get any sleep that night?
No, I'm sure we were up until like 4 or 5 in the morning. Our parents being like, when will it end?
Yeah.
Chain smoking in the bedroom.
Wait, you were chain... Oh, your parents were chain smoking. I was like, hold on. Flexible house.
No,
very, very lenient household.
No, I smoked for a week in high school and I thought I was the coolest, the baddest bitch.
Yeah.
Did you ever smoke?
Yeah, I smoked. I smoked like cloves when
Amazing.
I was gothy. I mean, I smoked a few like Marlboro Lights. I'm sure if I could
oh
say the
God.
Name, that would help. But
you were a goth.
I did. I not the whole time. Not the whole
How,
experience of high school.
What ages were you goth?
Like 13 to 15, probably.
Amazing.
You know
what?
The
like,
years.
What did you listen to? Marilyn Manson?
No. I'm older than you, so I was like heavy into like Depeche Mode and The Cure and stuff.
Oh, so you were like a cool goth?
Was I?
Debatable.
Yeah. You never went through that phase, I take it.
I went through like an emo punk phase.
Yeah, I would say goth and punk were sort of intertwined very much so at my school.
Yeah.
What were you listening to?
I mean, I was listening to, oh God, this is so embarrassing. I was trying to listen to the songs that the bands that my crushes listen to. Mm-hmm. And now I genuinely love like Neutral Milk Hotel.
Sure.
And stuff like that. But like Yellow Card, I went through this Sum 41 phase that... Who daddy gotta get a piece of that Derek Wibley. God, what else did I listen to? Oh, Elliot Smith. If you wanted to party,
sure. In a quiet room feeling
just
sad.
Rocking
Bless.
Back and forth
Bless.
sobbing. Dashboard Confessional.
Mm-hmm.
Hands down, I was sure I was gonna lose my virginity to Hands Down by Dashboard Confessional. Little did teen Amanda know, she wasn't going to lose her virginity for quite some time, so she would be into different tastes. Just jungle sounds, it turns out. I'm just kidding.
That's it, man. I was gonna say, I don't remember. I mean, I'm absolutely positive there was music playing, but I could not tell you.
When you lost it?
Yeah, when I lost it.
If you had to take a wild guess.
I had to take a wild guess. It's gross that I could still call the person that I had it, that I did it with, and be like, do you remember what we were? I would say a safe guess would this is awful. I would say, oh God, I feel so embarrassed saying this because like this was long after the movie came out, but I do feel that it could have been Peter Gabriel.
Amazing.
It could have been, or it could have been like, I don't know. I think I had moved into like somewhere in my junior year, I continued to listen to all of the music that I had sort of, that I liked myself, but I had gone back to being really like close with my dad, and like we've gone on a lot of road trips. So there was a lot of like reintroduction of like, you know what? I do like Dire Straits and I'm very proud of myself for liking it. Couldn't name a album now, maybe. I probably could. But so there was like, there was definitely more kind of like folk and like adult rock that had reentered, because we all kind of went through. I feel like a lot of my friends in high school, for some reason, it was like all of a sudden we all knew who Jackson Browne was in a way that we absolutely had not. Yeah, I don't know where that came from. Like maybe there was something else going on in music that...
When you put a guitar pick underneath your pillow, that's...
that's... Oh, the guitar fairy comes.
The guitar fairy comes.
And plants your love of, like, your parents' music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got really into Tragically Hip.
Oh, sure.
My dad was a hip head.
Yeah. That seems... Yeah, is that like Tragically Hip Canadian?
Yeah.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
Do you feel like there's a loyalty of Canadians to Canadian bands?
Yeah, we get really excited. It's the same thing with hearing your city in a song.
Yeah.
But like anyone or anything from Canada, we're, except for our entertainment industry, like television shows, we're like, no, we don't know anything about that.
I've noticed that is true.
Yes. But music wise, it's like, Drake, did you know he's Canadian? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's ours. Justin Bieber's ours. I don't know why we claim him so excitedly, but
you gotta embrace them all. You gotta embrace them all.
Tragically Hip is great, though.
Agreed.
I stan.
Yeah, that's a fun moment when you sort of realize like that you can like what you like, and you don't, and it doesn't have to be like confined to one type of, like, in terms of how you define yourself. Lots of people don't go through a phase where that's even an issue, but I think a lot of us do sort of have that identity kind of like, I better carve my identity on my forehead.
Oh yeah.
You know, so that it's clear that I like this and I don't like this. And yes. Doesn't that help you understand me and like me?
Oh yeah.
You know,
just a chameleon absorbing what the person you're talking to is into.
Yeah. Were you into like watching comedy and stuff? Like, was comedy, aside from just being excited about performing?
I remember watching Just for Laughs on television with my family when I was young, not really understanding the stand-up jokes, just kind of being like, this is, I will laugh now.
Yeah.
And I always loved SNL growing up and stuff like that. So yeah, I guess I was into comedy, but I got really into comedy in high school, and that would just sort of took on my everything.
Were you in a competitive improv group?
Like I did. I joined one. Yeah, I was on a couple of teams in high school and met my nemesis on one of them. Yeah.
Well, we have a surprise for you. No! Could you come in here, please?
No.
Usually I wait for you to at least say the person's name, but you don't have to.
I mean,
what's their, you could say either their initials, their first name, or a pseudonym.
J.M.
JM. Okay. So you met Jay, and JM was your nemesis in that you were similar?
Not at all. Okay. I think he became a lawyer. So we were on an improv team, and we were in the improv championships. And because I had switched schools, I was on this one team, but then I switched back to my old school and had to join this other team.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know anyone really, but we were just on a team automatically.
So even the school at your own pace had a competitive improv team.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Yeah. It was amazing.
Amazing.
Amazing, but almost I didn't graduate. Almost I didn't graduate. You can tell from sentences I form. But yeah, so we were in the championships, and he tried to plan a scene ahead of time. And I went on stage.
What a no-no.
And started just a completely different scene.
Yeah, because that's what you should do.
He went backstage and punched a wall.
What is happening?
And it was our highest rated scene of the entire night.
Oh my God.
But apparently we both still talk each other like, ugh, that guy. And I've never had one.
How can you be his nemesis when he cheated?
I know. I don't know.
Can't hold on to that.
I don't know. I think he was at a barbecue once and he's like, oh, she's doing comedy. That's weird. Oh, you little bitch. You a little bitch.
What? Okay. First of all, I have to assume you remember what the scene was about.
I don't.
Okay.
I have no idea.
I didn't know if it was going to be one of those. Where you're like,
I know the one that
never forget.
The one that we were supposed to go into because we had done it during a practice or something. It was something with tennis or something like that.
But wait, but how planned are you allowed to have your, maybe I'm wrong, but isn't that, are you not supposed to have a plan about what your scene's going to be if it's improv? Or do you, or is it okay to come up with a, like a scenario first?
Well, so, like you can grab one from the audience or something.
Yeah. But I mean, like for him to say like, listen, here's the plan.
We had already done the scene in a practice and he's like, let's just do that scene again.
But isn't that not improv then? Or...
Yeah. Yeah. No, I was like, but that's not improv. I'm like, but that's just us redoing a scene we've already done.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's weird. I barely remember the scene that we had already done.
Yeah. That sounds to me harder than starting fresh.
Yes.
The idea of putting the pressure on yourself to do a thing that you were doing in the moment that went well that you then immediately forget, because that's sort of the nature of improv, is that you have to make room for new stuff. I would be, because then you're like, You've neither memorized something nor are you spontaneously creating something. So then I feel myself freezing. Like,
yeah, it's terrifying.
God, what did I maybe say in this maybe moment before? That's awful.
Yeah, it was bad.
Tennis.
Ugh.
Also tennis. No.
Also tennis. I think I started digging immediately. Like, this is the opposite of what you wanted.
He keeps trying to steer it back. Thanks for unearthing these old tennis rackets, Amanda.
Thank God you dug them out with another tennis racket. Yeah. Anyway, it's just so funny. I've never had a nemesis before.
Against you.
It's so funny. It's the resentment I refuse to let go of, though.
Yeah. I say that, but also, like, I can't tell you how many times I've brought up the person who put ants down my pants, and that was first grade.
Stop, no!
I still am mad at him.
What do you mean?
I mean, he put ants down my pants.
How?
Like,
how
did he like transfer? Like, red fire ants.
But how did he transfer those ants?
Maybe he got them in a cup or something.
That's hideous.
I mean, listen, and I absolutely remember going to the nurse, and then she got out in the freezer, like, a popsicle stick in a cup that was the ice that you peel the cup away, like the wax cup away, so that you can then just stick cold ice on your bum. And that is, I said bum for your comfort, by the way, because I feel like maybe that's what Canadians say.
What would you have said if I was American?
My butt?
My ass.
My buttocks. My buttocks. My first grade buttocks. I don't know, but do you say bum?
What do I, butt? No. I think I would say butt.
I guess maybe it was wrong.
Maybe.
You say mum?
I said.
My mum?
My mum?
I told my mum what happened to my butt.
I don't. That's. Why did he do that? Or they? Sorry, it could have been a woman.
It was
women.
It was
2019. Women can put ants down.
I think he was a little imp. And perhaps he didn't realize that they actually would bite my butt. But they did.
Wow.
Yeah.
My brother pranked me when I was a teen. He was like, you can hang out with my friend and I. And then they had attached a piece of paper to a string. I don't know how they planned the timing of this so amazingly.
Yeah.
Because looking back, I'm like, that was quite impressive.
So far, it's a rudimentary series of devices.
We're walking paper down a hill. I'm walking, trailing behind them. They yank the string that's attached to the paper, and I step in a fresh pile of dog poop.
Oh, that sucks.
It wasn't easy to clean, but
yeah,
again,
I feel like things need to end before you get to dog poop. Like, that's not like that's going. That's I would rather step in gum than strep. You know, like dog shit. That's shit,
it was
really awful. I'm
no,
shitty,
I will never forget that.
And, yeah. Do you have any other siblings? Just you and your brother?
Well, yeah, just me and my brother and I.
You said older.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Because he was deigning to let you hang with him and his friend.
Yeah. We're no longer related after that.
Oh, interesting.
No, I'm just kidding. No.
So you can have yourself emancipated from a sibling.
Absolutely.
While both of you still remain under the same household with the same parents.
I handed him divorce papers when I was a child.
Canada's neat.
Canada's really wacky, is what people don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, Justin Trudeau is just 5,000 socks sewn together.
Oh,
someone putting their hand in there. Yeah,
what a relief for so many people in America when bad things started coming out about Justin Trudeau. They were like, oh, thank God, it's not just us.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I haven't lived there really since he's become prime minister, but... what a doll face, huh? That's my stance on politics, everyone.
Yeah, fair. Now, listen, I don't want to get too personal, but Calgary gets pretty cold, right? I mean, in the winter, it's a fairly cold place. I'm sorry. I promised myself I wouldn't pry. You don't have to answer.
I wish I could revert to my on-chat profile picture. She looks so pensive and sexy. It gets very cold. I was just in Calgary a couple of weeks ago, and it's freezing right now.
Yeah.
It's so cold.
Did you have the relationship to its extreme climbs the way I did about Tucson's hottest moments, which was like, this is unnatural, and I don't have to adjust to this because I'm not going to stay here.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
When I went back, I was such a little bitch the entire time. Like, it's true. It's amazing what 3 years in Los Angeles can do to a person.
It's awful.
It's awful. This morning it was, I still don't know Fahrenheit. I'm so sorry. It was
quite all right.
9 degrees Celsius.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what that translates into.
I never understood that either.
No.
Because it is not a simple conversion. I mean, but it's not as simple as like, you know, like a foot to a meter or whatever.
Yeah.
Not that I could tell you that either.
It's not easy. It would probably like just, 45 degrees.
Yeah, like, there's some like, I feel there's some division or some subtraction beyond. It's not like it's like, oh, well, just add 30 degrees or something like that.
I don't need that in my
life. What if it is just add 30 degrees?
That would be incredible and solve the world's problem. Probably hunger. It was so 9 degrees this morning. I was wearing like a full jacket, a scarf, and you get ready for another Canadian word coming in hot. Toque.
Oh, sure.
The
had
wool
to get that
hat.
Toque on. What do we call it? Just a wool hat?
I know. That's what I
why are we wasting our breath?
Cap?
Why not just call it a toque?
Toque is a very fun word to say.
Yeah.
And B, real cute.
Yeah. God, listen, there aren't as many French words that make it over into the anglicized, like all of the sort of British Canadian stuff. I don't feel like there's like a ton of crossover, whereas you might think there would be.
Yeah.
So toque is a rarity in my eyes.
Toque is super cute. I'm going to try and make it work here.
You're surrounded by people who know what a toque is at this point. I think you're safe.
If you don't know what a toque is,
Toque you,
man.
Because it could be a really big insult if you don't
Tucson.
Know what it is. Wow! Oh,
how
that
many
was
times can I fair. Get that?
Can I say, screw you, Nemesis. JM, she is very funny.
Thank you so much.
I don't care what you think.
Like, what's your deal, man? I would be scared to run into him in the street, though. I'm not gonna lie, he's so tiny. Anyway, I'm probably giving too much away. It's so funny that I have a nemesis. I hope we never resolve this, because I love being like my nemesis, JM. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Over the dumbest thing ever.
But isn't it interesting and perhaps very sad that when you said nemesis, I immediately assumed it was a girl.
Really?
Like, that's sad.
I
immediately was like, oh, you know, high school. Like, you know,
but
people
that's
get
fair.
Kooky about that stuff.
Yeah.
And sometimes girls are meaner to girls than, you know, boys are to girls and stuff.
Absolutely. But no, I definitely had beefs with girls, but this little piece of garbage. This little ferret.
Oh,
man.
I'm sorry. Was it not a tennis scene?
Oh, I'm so sorry. Did we get a higher score than your shitty little whatever scene you just came off stage and were so angry about?
He punched a wall.
He punched a wall in front of other teams from different high schools. So gross.
That's very distasteful.
But it's just like so amazing that he got so mad over an improv scene.
It's pretty amazing.
If only someone had been his arms.
Oh my God, listen.
Oh man.
The sky's the limit.
There would have been, someone would have just tried to feed baby instead of punch a wall. Yeah, so that's, the fire ant person is your nemesis.
Yeah, I mean, he's not really my nemesis, but I think there were times when I sort of, like, I did almost want to feel like there was a like people that would describe themselves as having nemeses to me made both sound important. Like in a way that, you know, like, ooh, nemesis, like you're someone's nemesis. That's a big part of their life is you.
Yeah. He will always be my Newman.
Yeah.
Hello, Newman.
Yeah.
Ugh, woof.
Do you think that he's still, where is he? Is he in Calgary? Is he in Alberta?
I think he is, yeah.
Yeah.
A lawyer in Calgary. Oh, that's right. People will probably Google it and find him in like 2 seconds.
They just look up initial JM
lawyer, Calgary.
Former improv, tennis aficionado.
Oh, God. Now I'm quite worried.
Listen, we can go in and I'll just carefully, painstakingly have Julian, our producer, drop in his voice saying someone else's initials every time we say JM. MG. MG. By the way, that is not an impression of Julian. His voice is melodious and beautiful. It does not sound like whatever I was that I just did. Yeah.
I almost want people to search for him and then for you to have him on the podcast to see if I made such an impact on his life that he
say it's almost worth going there and just and having that expense just so that I can
start a Kickstarter for sure. I think people would need to hear it.
Yeah. Here's an idea.
Yeah.
I'm going to just pitch this to you right now. Please. Right here. I'm going to be very upset if someone else steals this idea.
This is Shark Tank. Podcast. All of the ideas are trademarked.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. We start a podcast called Stale Beef, it's a podcast where we reunite people with their nemesis ago and find out if the feeling is at all mutual.
Yes.
And then like be the two of us interview the two of them and like see what's changed and like, still feel, and then privately we can say, listen, you don't have to tell the other person, we're alone here. Do you still feel that beef? Do you feel like,
my God,
you've buried that beef?
It's like the opposite of a date. Yeah. It would be like, oh, I'm trying to think of some like 90s dating shows that I loved. The Fifth Wheel. I think that was the thing. On a bus. Yeah. I vaguely remember that. Anyway, listen, it would be like that.
I mean, I would be really into that.
I would listen to that so hard.
I think we just created a lot of work for ourselves, but it would be very rewarding.
Much too much work. We'll dig so deep into someone's history and then find out that the person is like deceased or a ghost, a 1950s ghost.
Oh, it's time for a quick break. I will be back after a word from our friends at Maximum Fun.
Judge John Hodgman ruled in my favor.
Judge John Hodgman ruled in my friend's favor.
Judge John Hodgman ruled in my favor.
I'm Judge John Hodgman. You're hearing the voices of real litigants, real people who have submitted disputes to my internet court at the Judge John Hodgman podcast. I hear their cases, I ask them questions, they're good ones, and then I tell them who's right and who's wrong.
Thanks to Judge John Hodgman's ruling, my dad has been forced to retire one of the worst dad jokes of all time.
Instead of cutting his own hair with a Flowbee, my husband has his hair cut professionally.
I have to join a community theater group.
And my wife has stopped bringing home wild animals.
It's the Judge John Hodgman podcast. Find it every Wednesday at MaximumFun.org or wherever you download podcasts.
Thanks, Judge John Hodgman.
I'm going to do the unthinkable, which is sit up like a normal person so that I can get into this MASH game with you.
Oh, the vibe all changed in here.
I know. Do you remember what I look like not at a 90 degree angle
different
from me?
In fact, you look a little bit like JM right now. No, I meant
no!
Rubber band.
This has been Stale Beef the whole time. Yeah. Well, thanks for joining us on Stale Beef. Now we have an hour plus to talk about what we really came here to talk about. Okay, so for the first MASH category, I'm going to ask you to give me three bands that you would love to have the ability to just kind of like suddenly be at, not even necessarily a gig, because it could be like, sometimes we don't feel like being at a concert and standing.
Yeah, for sure.
But like just a scenario in which you could listen to them live whenever you wanted. Ooh. And maybe even they're like composing songs and taking requests from you.
Oh my God. Okay. What have I been listening to lately? Maybe Jenny Lewis.
Great.
I'm just going to think of the ones that I listened to this morning. Mac DeMarco.
Great.
I'll throw in a wild card. NSYNC.
Oh.
To keep it like very 90s.
I love it. I like that attitude. Okay, great. Next category, I would like to do... you know what? I'm going to jump into this because for the first time ever, I forgot to do this category in my last show, and I'm still shocked at myself. I'm wow. a nemesis is what I'm getting
wow.
at.
Wow.
Three foods that in this reality you either feel are, you know, ecologically you don't feel great about eating, or you have an allergy, or you wish you could eat a ton of it, but you know that it would make you sick if you ate too much of it.
Oh, sure.
We're throwing all that away in this alternate reality. Anything could be as specific as like a very specific cookie that you can only get at blah, blah, blah. Or it could just be like pizza. But three things in this alternate universe, it's going to be like have it at the snap of your fingers, unlimited supply, and it doesn't make you feel bad.
Oh my God. Okay. Nachos are my favorite.
Right.
Anything.
That's tough to beat, man.
Ugh, nachos, man. Chicken cordon bleu.
Oh, fancy. Madame.
Thank you so much. Oui, oui.
Great. Okay. God, when was the last time I had chicken cordon bleu?
It's so good.
It is good. Now that I'm thinking about it, I'm like,
it's real delicious.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Maybe like a chicken lasagna. It's all cheese if you're seeing this.
There's a reason for that. It's called yum.
It's called Delicious Town USA.
Yeah.
Tucson. No, that one didn't
quite. It was too clear to me.
It was quite.
Because it's not Delicious Town USA.
I also, yeah, I finished... with a city.
And when you say finished, you mean there wasn't that much that had begun.
There wasn't. Absolutely.
All right. You know what? Here we go.
Okay.
Three cities that you would have a vacation home if getting there were no issue. Let's assume it's sort of equidistant from everything.
Oh my God. Like Paris?
I hate to say that you almost said that like you weren't sure it was a city.
There's going to be a lot of that. It might be a theme. Oh my God. Where have I never been before? I've never been to the Bahamas. Is that nice?
I have been to the Bahamas. I couldn't give you a specific city that
no.
I went to in the Bahamas, since you usually just go to like little sort of island hops.
Can we make one
but
up?
Yeah. Listen, I'm going to put you in the Bahamas. I don't need to get more specific than that.
There's got to be a town called Banana.
I'm sure.
Okay, great.
Sure.
And then, oh, you know what? I had a great time in Boston.
Great. How devil may care. Fuck it.
I have really good food in Boston.
Great. Okay. let's do three. Now we got to also do this is another classic. Got to keep it in there. Romantic times, sexy times. This could be anyone living or dead. Anyone at any age, could be an actor or a part that person played.
Wow.
Person from a book, anything. Three. Cartoon, animal. God. I really don't care.
Okay.
Three.
Oscar Isaac.
Great.
I should probably put one of the Chris's in there.
Mm-hmm.
What's the
ooh,
one?
Who will it be? That's a good start.
Which <What's> one? You know what? Humor-wise, Chris Pratt.
Great. Good choice. Okay. And number three.
Oh, I got to throw in a wild card. Because I love when you're going to end up with Willie Nelson. let's say Tom Hanks, because you know what? That'd be a nice time.
Great. And agreed.
Apologies to Rita Wilson, who...
Due respect. This is an alternate universe. Nobody's nobody's pulling anyone from anyone else.
I also should have put a woman. What am I so straight?
You can you could swap at will. Anybody you want to swap out.
Okay, I'm going to swap out.
Oh, you know what? Oh. Screw it. The next category, women.
Oh,
or you're going to be in a throuple.
Oh my God. Okay, this is so exciting. I've never been in a throuple before, except for that one time. Just kidding. Okay, women everywhere. Here they come. Here are, Margot Robbie, Babe City, USA.
Yeah.
Tessa Thompson.
Yeah.
And Laura Dern.
Oh, I love Laura Dern.
She's amazing. I feel like she'd just be fun.
Oh, absolutely.
A fun time.
Absolutely. It's always impressive when someone who has come from a famous family still manages to seem like someone you could have a conversation with.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that person hasn't technically really lived on the same planet.
Oh, not at all.
Ways.
No.
Yeah.
She's incredible.
Okay, next category, let us do three anxieties or fears that you can go big time. Like maybe it's not, for whatever reason, it's not the most realistic that by, say, the end of this year, you will have been able to conquer these. But three things, like just go for it to overcome. It could be one experience or like a feel, an actual.
Like an actual thing? Or could it be an episode of Goosebumps I remember quite vividly?
It's your game.
There was an episode. It might have been Are You Afraid of the Dark? It's one of those where there was a pool monster.
Oh, okay.
And I can't describe it, but it's the scariest monster of all time. That or the monsters from Hush and Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yeah. So what am I putting down?
I would. Let's do Buffy because I remember I just watched it.
You vanquish these monsters.
I vanquish. I can't remember the name of them, but the monsters that steal your ability to speak.
Oh yeah. Whew. I forget the name of those too.
What are they called? They were so spooky.
Demons. Buffy will remember. Okay.
Okay. Also,
two more.
Sure. Skydiving. Let's make it easy.
Let's make it real easy.
And the paranoia that everyone hates me.
Yeah, well, oof. They don't.
Oh,
did I cure you? Much.
Okay, yeah, I'm done.
Oh, fine.
Oh, we're done.
This is so easy.
Amazing.
This is great. Okay, let's do three characters from fiction, books, movies, whatever, that you would love to have as like your buddy. Like, I'm gonna go kill this demon with my friend. Blank.
Okay, that's a great question. I don't know why I'm thinking of the Care Bears, but I can't stop thinking about the Care Bears.
Go with your gut.
Lionheart.
Go with your gut.
Lionheart.
Great.
Since I brought up Chris Pratt, now I'm thinking of Andy Dwyer from Parks and Recreation.
Great.
And Jeff Goldblum in Jurassic Park. Dr. Great. Malcolm.
Great. Doc Malcolm.
Doc Malcolm.
Malcolm. Okay, great.
Lionheart. What? Okay, cool.
It means something. It means something.
It does mean something.
I don't know what it means.
Who knows?
But it does mean something. Okay, final category.
Oh, I just thought of a good one.
Oh, you did?
Hamburger Helper. Okay, no, continue.
Oh, I really want to see you hanging out with a Hamburger Helper.
It would be a great time. Does he hang out on my hand? Does he hang out separately?
Am I allowed to ring a plus one? Holding him up. Oh, hi. That's not what he sounds like.
I have no idea what he sounds like. It's Hamburger Helper.
I feel like maybe he did an offensive Italian accent in one or two commercials that were like heavily Italian themed helper meals.
Yeah.
But most of the time, I think he had a very similar voice to like the Pillsbury Doughboy. It's sort of like, dare I say, almost like a eunuch. Right?
Yeah.
Like I can tell, that you're vaguely male.
Yeah.
But you're sort of up in like a, Muppety sort of territory.
Very
like
ahead of his time, if I may say so myself.
You're right.
He's non-binary.
He's welcome here.
He's welcome everywhere.
Oh, God, I really want to put him in here. Maybe the final category can somehow include Hamburger Helper.
Top three helpers.
Three magical gloves.
What are other ones?
Seriously. Give me three inanimate objects.
Oh, okay.
That... We laugh about it, but they change your life for the better.
Okay, Hamburger Helper.
Yes.
Because that's
what if you didn't say that after
all? Oh my God,
that?
Imagine.
So angry with you.
Oof. Samuel Jackson's Kangol hat.
Okay.
And God. Paddington's raincoat.
Great. God, what are those things going to do? Who knows?
Wow. I also picked all clothing. Well, what's that about? What am I scared of being nude?
We have gotten some really deep stuff.
Really?
We dug so deep on this show. You're afraid to be nude.
I can't believe this.
Is it freeing though to admit that you're afraid to be nude?
I'm going to get naked right now. No, I won't. I'm quite cold.
Are you more afraid of being nude or... wearing Hamburger Helper as a glove?
I think I would be so scared. What's in there? Organs? I don't know.
Okay. You know how MASH works. I got to do like a little squiggle to get us our magic number. So tell me when to stop.
Okay. No.
Okay. I'm going to pause this.
Okay.
To the listener, it will seem as if no time has passed.
Okay.
And I will come back with your 100% guaranteed fictional MASH future.
Amazing.
Okay, listen, I now know that you have a wonderful trip in this universe to look forward to, but I do want to reassure you that some very good things are afoot for you wow. in your fictional alternate universe life.
Thank you. I can't wait.
Not the least of which, boy, I don't even know where to start. I'm so pleased with all this. This is like it's like beyond an embarrassment of riches. It's like a disgust of riches.
Oh, my God.
Okay, first of all, I want to congratulate you on what clearly must be a friendship, or at least she admires you from afar. Jenny Lewis just playing for you whenever you want,
that's so
showing
nice.
Up, writing music for you.
Best friends.
Not bad. I don't know if she's taking that all the way to your mansion in Paris.
Yes, finally.
Finally, I get finally. What everyone knows I deserve.
Some respect around here.
I don't know if that, listen, that could be, that might actually be a product of like a bunch of people getting together to give you a thank you gift for vanquishing the We Steal Your Voices demons.
Of course.
But many people benefited from that.
That's
many people benefited
happy
from
to
that.
Help.
Well, speaking of being happy to help, I want to reassure you that you are very tight with the Hamburger Helper.
Oh my God. I literally didn't care about anything aside from Hamburger Helper.
I was going to save it for last, but when you said happy to help, I had no choice.
That you had to. That was
absolutely
a great segue.
No choice. And I'll tell you what, you're going to need a little help because you're in a relationship with Margot Robbie and Oscar Isaac.
Wow.
And that's going to take an extra hand or two.
No, it worked. It worked good.
Okay, thanks. Thank you.
It was so good.
I think that is going to precipitate a lot. There's just going to be a lot of energy expended in that love affair. You are going to be able to carb up with zero negative ramifications with all the chicken lasagna you want.
Absolutely.
So congrats again.
Thank you.
Just to remind you, you have a mansion in Paris on top of all this other stuff. And then whatever, you just chill out with your bud, Dr. Malcolm from Jurassic Park.
Oh,
who
man.
Is, like any Jeff Goldblum character, extremely interesting for reasons you can't even put your finger on.
Absolutely not. Stuttering? I'm not sure.
What a group. You know he's going to want to jump into this Oscar Isaac, Margot Robbie thruple with you. You're going to be a
oh my God, a quad. A really cool quad.
A really, really cool quad. So that is your MASH outcome. One of the best I've seen.
Yeah, I don't want to say it's maybe the best outcome of anything I've ever done in my life.
Oh. The shoe fits. If the glove fits.
If the glove
fits. And you're not afraid of the innards. Oh, my heavens.
He is helping, but who's helping him? You know what I mean?
God. It's Let's just... give back for once, everybody.
What doctor
Think about
does
the people who are
to?
Helping you that you're not helping, a.k.a. Hamburger
What? Help. What were his parents like, you know? Like, God, I just...
so much to dig into.
What sign is he?
Ooh, what sign is he?
Well, you know, he helps out a lot.
Yeah.
He only cooks hamburger, I think.
Interesting. Yeah. He doesn't seem very stubborn, so you can get rid of some of those more stubborn signs.
Yeah.
Maybe a Sagittarius?
Sure.
Or is he too serious?
Yeah, I'm a Sagittarius. Mm-hmm. I feel like maybe he's on the cusp of Capricorn, though.
Uh-huh. I see that.
Maybe.
I see that.
Yeah. Because I don't see him being a Gemini.
New segment for the podcast, unrelated to stale beefs.
Yeah.
People can write in, and at the end of our episode, they can ask us what character, fictional character, the more inanimate that's been animated, the better.
Yeah.
We will discuss what we think their astrological sign should be.
I am really into that segment.
I am very excited about it.
I can't wait.
I mean, listen, we've clearly nailed the Hamburger Helper.
Honestly, I actually don't think that could have went better.
I agree.
I feel light. I'm buzzing.
It's that natural high you're finally letting yourself have. Okay. Amanda, please tell people where they may find more of you.
Great.
Probably not on chat.
Well, yeah, not anymore. Not after what happened. nothing happened. No, I'm on Twitter. At Brooke Perrin. Brooke with an E. You know, I'm doing some cool things with my dog over on Instagram, Amanda Brooke Perrin. I'm just writing a lot. So I hope some of those things come see the light of day.
I know that's hard to explain to people, like family.
Yeah.
Like, now, what are you working on? What can so you're like, well, here's how that works.
I just have a bunch of secrets that you can't know about.
That's right. Deep entertainment secrets.
Yeah. No, probably in your guest house.
Sure.
I'll probably, if it's a windy day, you might find me outside.
It's going to be great.
Lingering on your porch.
If you're lucky. If you're very lucky, listener.
Or you can find me seeking revenge on JM.
Great. Great.
In Calgary.
Great. We got to get on that. Thank you so much for doing the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Guys, I'll talk to you next time on the podcast. The show is recorded by me and edited by Julian Burrell. And as always, the JV Club theme song is Back Before We Were Brittle by the amazing Say Hi.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.